All right, Peyton. Well, I'm glad to have you today with
me.
Is there someone else?
I see Reagan and Corey coming in the back door.
Okay, good. Come on in.
Hurry up. We need some people.
We need some kids over here. Good morning and welcome, Reagan and Corey. Oh, be careful. Be careful. Not good. Not good. I have another picture for you. We've been having wonderful pictures of Jesus and his friends. Take a good look and see what's happening in the picture. Excuse me. And where is Jesus? Where is Jesus? Can you tell?
Walking on the water.
Walking by the water. Yes, he's walking by the water on the beach. And where are his friends? Can you tell me, Peyton?
On the boat.
On the boat. That's right. His friends had been fishing. And they didn't know that Jesus was going to be waiting for them when they came back fishing from the night. But guess what? Jesus had fixed breakfast for them on the beach. Have any of you ever had breakfast on the beach before? Have you ever had a picnic on the beach? Anybody? No? Not that you know of? Well, y'all are going to have to try that. You're going to have to try having a picnic on the beach. So anyway, Jesus had a fire going. And he put some fish on it. He was cooking some fresh fish. And he had some bread. And so he said, did y'all catch anything? And they said, no, they didn't catch any fish. So he said, throw your net on the other side of the boat. And guess what happened? Do you know what happened?
They caught fish.
They caught fish. And the Bible tells us exactly how many fish. Have you ever been fishing and you got to count how many fish you catch? You have? Yeah. What's the most you ever caught?
Probably five.
Five? That's good. Well, guess what? Peter and his friends caught 153 fish. That was a lot of fish. Can you imagine? So they were having troubles. They were pulling that net full of heavy fish, trying to get it to the shore. But Peter couldn't wait to see Jesus. So he jumped out of the boat and swam to the shore so that he could be with Jesus. And Jesus wanted to enjoy breakfast with them and fellowship, but then he gave them a job to do. He said, I want you to take care of my sheep. Who do you think he was talking about? Do you have an idea, Corey, about the sheep? No? Do you know? He wasn't talking really about real sheep. What was he talking about? Do you know? Okay. He was talking about people. A lot of times in the Bible refers to God's people as sheep, and Jesus is our shepherd. So Jesus told Peter, I want you and all of my disciples, my friends, to take care of God's people when I'm gone, because Jesus was planning to go back to heaven very soon. So it's important. You see all the sheep we have this morning? We have a lot of sheep this morning. We have little baby Miles, and we have Miss Adelaide. I won't say how old Miss Adelaide is, but she's one of our most mature members present today. So we have a lot of sheep, and God wants us to take care of each other. That's what Jesus wanted to tell his friends. So let us pray. God, I thank you for all the sheep, all the people, and help us to love each other and take good care of each other and also welcome new people into our fellowship here. Amen.